I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The earthquake and resulting tsunami in Indonesia did something humans couldn't do. It brought peace to the civil war-plagued region. The agreement was signed last week. It also allowed Christians like Strategic World Impact in, allowing them to build a dream center, providing counseling, computer training, and the gospel, says SWI's Kevin Turner. It never would have happened 5 years ago.
We're rejoicing that we've been able to have an impact with the initial humanitarian relief, but also set up a strategy that empowers the local body of Christ to continue to have a platform whereby to preach the gospel.
Next, mixed reaction continues to come out of Kazakhstan over enforcement of a new religion law. Bible Mission International's Malcolm Smith says the law has had a greater effect on Westerners involved with outreach. The concern, then, is how the law changes the scenario for indigenous work.
It's going to take a little more time. It's going to take a little more energy for us to go and appease the local officials and go through the process that they ask us to and jump through the hoops. But, you know, in the long run, it's going to make us work a little smarter, and we're going to build some new relationships.
And Buckner Orphan Care International Shoes for Orphan Souls is in its seventh season, giving new shoes to children worldwide. Last year, the organization reached a milestone topping 1 million new shoes given to children in over 30 countries. Buckner works with churches and others to collect new shoes and socks all year. During distribution, team members share the gospel with these children. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Change Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a pretty good prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.